USA Radio News.
A new accuser came forward Wednesday to accuse Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of being complicit in gang rape during his high school years. The victim said she was raped by multiple boys at a party and that Kavanaugh and his friend Mark Judge were present at the party. All this information was submitted to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the lawyers are looking into the new allegations. Meanwhile, today on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on some of his Democratic colleagues.
Junior Senator from Delaware, Kavanaugh, bears the burden of disproving these allegations. Guilty until proven innocent in our country?
Bill Cosby will serve his sentence in a new state prison in the Philadelphia suburbs where he's being housed in a single cell near the infirmary. The prison system assigned Cosby the inmate number NN7687. You're listening to USA Radio News.
A hyperconverged infrastructure simplifies your data center, simplifies storage, and simplifies maintenance and scalability. However, implementing all that simplicity can get rather complicated. That's why CDW has solution architects to help you cut through the clutter and determine the right workloads to move to a hyperconverged infrastructure to maximize productivity, increase efficiency, and deliver simplicity. Visit cdw.com/datacenter to learn more about hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. CDW. People who get it.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In a speech to the Virginia Military Institute cadets, Defense Secretary James Mattis discussed the plans for the Department of Defense. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis laid out his three lines of effort. They included building a more lethal military, create more alliances, and to modernize every program at the Pentagon.
We're going to modernize the Department of Defense so every dollar I get, I can look the American Congress in the eye and say, we didn't waste your money. We didn't waste the Treasury, and it went to make our military more lethal.
He also pledged to share the Pentagon's capability to protect the country from cyber attack with those outside the military. I'm John Clemens.
Professors at Yale University have injected themselves into the immigration debate with a new study that calculates there are between 16 and 30 million illegal immigrants in the United States. That's about three times more than what most people are saying. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow came out with his third book yesterday titled, This is the Day. Reclaim your dream, ignite your passion, live your purpose. Now, he joined Fox and Friends to talk about how back in 2016, he was on a flight and there was an emergency medical situation, and how this led to the inspiration for the book.
So I ask another flight attendant, and she walks back there and asks the family, and instantly they go kind of wave me on like this. So I walk back there, and right when I get to the family, the man's laying on the ground, prostrate, unconscious, blood coming out of his mouth, and I get to the wife, and right when I get to her, she jumps in my arms, and her and her friend just fall in my arms, and they say, we've run out of words, you pray. So I started praying, and for the next hour and a half till we had an emergency landing, was praying for her husband, Boots, laying on the ground, and praying for Debbie and their entire family and everything they were going through, and unfortunately, he didn't make it. But one of the things that I learned through that situation was he ended his life living out his dream. And I was traveling. They were on their way to go see the Grand Canyon. He's someone that prayed to God when he was in Vietnam that if God would let him come back, then he was going to spend his days honoring him and living out his dream and what was on his heart. Aww. And he did that. And you know what I put in my heart? Yeah, this is a tragic, tough situation, but Boots and Debbie, that couple, you know, they were living out their dream.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.